Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go to Luke 12, please, this morning? Luke 12. We have been meditating and ministering for the last number of weeks on the subject of the kingdom of God. And Luke 12 is our master text that says, 29, Luke 12, 29, seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. That's back to trusting in God and got your eyes on Him. That's why I lead you into confession all the time over your offering. You know, God's our source. We never lack. We never want. Said out loud, I'll never want for clothes. I'll never want for good food to eat. A good place to stay. I'll never want for money. I'll never want for health. Our strength, our brightness of mind. The Lord is my good shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. And He said, don't spend all your time thinking about these things, and do not take any anxious thought. Do not fret or worry about it. Did He say try not to?
No.
Then what if somebody said, brother, I'm trying not to, but you know, the world is just so tough. That don't cut it. The Lord said, don't do it. What does that mean? When people say, I'm trying, that's a lie. Well, Brother Keith, I'm trying not to worry. Then the Lord should look at you and say, you know, I know you're trying, but I know some things are just so big, you can't help it. And I should have put that in there and made an exception. But when the Bible says, be careful for nothing. Can you?
Yes.
He must have known whether you could or not. Right? Cast all your care on Him. Can you?
Yes.
Right. Take no thought for the morrow. Can you?
Yes.
That's not everybody, but. The answer is yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you should. He didn't say try. He said do it. Don't seek after all these things. Verse 31, but do what? But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things, all what things? What you need to eat and wear and place to live and we call it making a living. Right? Now, how many know that so much of good Christian people, most of what they see, most of the time, I mean, they're at church and they praise God on Sunday, but Monday through Friday and Saturday, most of what they're focusing on is making a living. Right? And people look at you and go, well, preacher, you gotta make a living. I mean, you got to. I know it takes up most all your time and thought and energy, but you got to. Wrong. Wrong. And it's not going to cut it for me and you to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and didn't do what He called us to do and didn't do what He made us to do. And we said, Lord, you know, I was so busy making a living. I didn't have time for that kingdom stuff. That ain't going to cut it. Right? But I got to. No. See, here's the thing. The more you focus on God's kingdom and developing and advancing His kingdom, you'll find that your living will come to you. Instead of you running after it, it'll find you. A few people believe that, and a lot of people don't. But it's true. Somebody said, well, you're a preacher. You don't know. You don't have to work for a living. I had a fellow tell me that one time. He said, well, you know, you mean you don't work? Well, no. It works exactly the same for me and you. There was a time in Phyllis in my life we had to decide. You mean we're going to give all of our time to the things of God and I'm not going to get this regular check every week? How are we going to make it? Where's it going to come from? See, there is no huge organization underwriting this church. We got no guarantees what's going to be in the offering. Are you with me?
Yes.
We started with no congregation. Zero. It's exactly the same preacher, not a preacher, living by faith. I didn't say quit your job and go sit on the couch and pray all day. What should you do? You should do what the Lord directs you to do. But you don't have to wait till later on. It can change in your heart right now where you say, making a living is not my number one priority. Doing the will of God, seeking the kingdom of God, that's my priority. Lord, show me what to do and I'll do it. Right? And when he shows you, he'll show you things to do and it'll take faith to do it because you won't know how you can do it and you won't know where it's going to come from. But when you do and you're really seeking the kingdom of God according to what he told you to do, what's going to happen? All these things, you'll do without because you ain't working. No, you are working in the kingdom and they will what? Now, did you hear the language? They what? They will be, they shall be. Well, who's going to add them to you? God. He's going to bring them to you. Oh, it's a different way of living. I said it's a different way of living. It's living by faith. It's hard on your flesh. I remember Phyllis and I when we first stepped out to go to Bible school and go into the ministry. Man, I remember we went to Rhema. We got to Tulsa and we'd never been out of town. I mean, we were a little old country town and Tulsa seemed like a huge giant city to us and couldn't find a place to live. We barely had enough money to get there and had a little bit for our registration. That's what we had. And couldn't find a place to live and we're spending our money on motel rooms. And we're thinking, man, we can't hardly make it to get registered. How are we going to make it the rest of the year, you know? But you come back to this. Did the Lord tell you to come or not?
Yeah.
Well, then this wasn't your idea. It's his idea.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
And if it's his idea, why are you here? See, well, we were there to seek his kingdom, to do his business. And I'm telling you, the money came for the registration and the tuition and the next and the next and the next and the next year. I thought we're going 1 year and go home. 20 years later, we were still there and more blessed than we'd ever been in our life. Oh, glory to God. Thanks be unto God. Well, there's a lot of stories there, but seek what? Seek ye the kingdom of God. Matthew says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what? All these things shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Praise God. Now, verse 33, he talks about sowing. Is sowing a part of the kingdom?
Yes.
He said, sell what you have, give alms. Would that be sowing? Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that fails not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, for the past two Sundays, we've been on the subject of the kingdom principle. We want to continue on that this morning. Anybody know what the kingdom principle is? We went to Matthew 13, we went to Mark 4, and Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man cast a seed into the ground. And that whole 13th chapter of Matthew, he talked about sowing, and he talked about as a grain of mustard seed, and he said, if you don't understand this principle, how will you understand the kingdom? It is the granddaddy principle, if you will, the master principle in the kingdom. Everybody say sowing and reaping. The kingdom principle. Now, when you think about sowing and reaping, though, so many times people think about money and they think about offerings. And that is but a small part of the whole. Every thought is a seed. Every word is a seed. Every action is a seed. Right? And then everything you give, not just money, not just stuff, but friendship, time, loyalty, right? Just sitting with somebody and putting your faith on something, endeavoring to believe with them for the answer. That's a seed. You're sowing your time and your life and your faith. The most precious seeds you can't put your hand on. They're not material. But the entire kingdom operates on this principle. Everything you're living in right now, good or bad, is the harvest from seed sown previously in your past. And how will we affect our future? Our sowing today is setting us up for good or bad for tomorrow. Is that right? And the wise man, the wise woman is going to sow good seed and plenty of it into good ground. And that's going to set you up for a good multiplied harvest tomorrow. Turn with me, if you would, now to, among other places, let's go to the book of Galatians. God is the greatest giver. Would you agree? He is the greatest giver of all givers. We are giver children of a giver God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Kingdom Principle, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1402J. That's R-1402J, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.